Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blankfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of pro-metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today I have one of our lovely clients, Emily. She's from the US, New Mexico. Is that actually in the US?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not Mexico. It's not in Mexico. No, it's called New Mexico. She's 43. She doesn't have any kids. So one of our clients that doesn't have kids, a lot of women do have kids. So welcome, married. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So let's just start with, tell the listeners a bit about before you joined the program, you know, what were you experiencing with your body and your health, and what was the trigger for you to join?
Okay. It's kind of a long story, a long road, but I think I've had thyroid problems since high school. And by the time I was 27, I was diagnosed with both thyroiditis and Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I went through a thyroid lobectomy. So I had half my thyroid removed. And then I went through all the treatment for the lymphoma. So that included radiation to like the neck and the chest where the lymphoma was, and chemo. And I did all that. And in my recovery was the first time that I got put on thyroid meds. And so I think the combination of thyroid meds and birth control just kind of like stabilized me for the next 10 years. I joined CrossFit. I did CrossFit 5 to 6 times a week. I ran 20 plus miles a week, super active. And then about 38, I'd say, I got off the birth control pill and things just went haywire. I started gaining weight. I had a miscarriage. And I just couldn't figure out how to get my health back on track. I just felt like swollen, uncomfortable. My pants didn't fit. I just didn't like where I was. So I went through all the things of like working with a hormone doctor, and I hired a registered dietitian to help me. I quit CrossFit. I thought that was too much. You know, I kind of like wavered between, am I exercising too much or not enough? Am I eating enough? Not enough. And nothing was working. And so I think it was last summer, I saw a post of yours on Instagram, and it was about Kate Deering's book, How to Fix Your Metabolism. And I bought the book right away. And I just felt like this is the missing piece. This is what I needed. And then I think you were offering some like 7-day program last summer. So I jumped on and I signed up for that. And I think, I don't know, by day 2 or 3, I was just committed to the whole thing. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then how long have you been in the program now?
I joined last August, so not quite a year.
Yeah, nice. And doing the group coaching or the one-on-one coaching?
Group coaching, yeah.
Group coaching. Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, cool. Now let's talk about the results you've seen since being in the program.
Yeah. So when I joined, I kind of had it in my mind that I needed to figure out what I needed to eat and kind of be at that like maintenance calories and just kind of figure out the program. And I think I reached out, maybe it was like October, and I was measuring my basal body temperature and doing all the things, and my temperature was still low. And so I jumped onto Slack and just mentioned it, you know, and Craig immediately said, you need more salt. And he didn't just say like, you need to add salt to your diet. He said, try adding 6 grams of salt. And being the person that I am, that like precise feedback was so great, you know? So I added the salt in. I think at some point I was still feeling hungry and I didn't know whether to trust my metabolism or not, you know? And so I reached out and you and Margie were able to like look at my food intake and just kind of modify but not change my macros at all. And just through those little tweaks, things started to improve. My basal body temperature went up and I was just feeling a little bit more like myself again. You know, just kind of like that subtle changes within the body of like, it's working, like something's feeling good. So by, I think it was March, I reached out to Craig and just said, hey, I've been doing this since August. I've been following all the things, doing the workouts and tracking, but I'm still not at my goal. And he was like, "You are in a great spot to do a fat loss phase." So in April, I think mid-April, I started a fat loss phase. I'm not a huge person, but I didn't have a lot to lose. It was more body composition. But I think in that fat loss phase, like within 6 weeks, I was down something like 7 pounds and I was down 7% body fat.
Amazing. I know, I was just looking at your photos like now, and yeah, you look incredible.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You really like so much definition through your stomach, and yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, people at the gym are definitely noticing.
Yeah, it's so good. How do you feel?
I am feeling really good. I feel like back to myself, like pre-38, when things just went crazy. I just feel stable. My confidence is coming back, my clothes fit, and to have people at the gym just say, like, "Your muscles are popping." It feels really good.
That's so good. And what about the thyroid stuff? How's that going?
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of a complicated case, but I think, my medication is stabilizing. I have to get blood work done soon. But in terms of my symptoms, I don't have any of those thyroid symptoms currently. I'm feeling warm. So I'm just feeling really good. So I feel like my numbers are, I might be able to lower my dose.
That's great. That's so great.
Yeah.
I was going to say, usually I ask like how did the food fit in with the family, but you don't have any kids, so it's fine. You can just, I'm sure your husband likes eating all the delicious food that you eat. And can you talk a bit more about your diet and the sort of foods you've been eating while in the program? Because a lot of women think, oh, they need to cut out carbohydrates and they need to cut out sugar and all the joy from their life and do this crazy stuff.
Yeah. Before the program, I was dairy free and I'm still gluten free, but I have added in dairy without any problems. And all my digestive issues, I think connected to my thyroid, they're gone. But I am like potatoes, I cut potatoes out, and now I have potatoes with butter and salt. Like, there's nothing better. It's so good. Cheese, I, eat Parmesan cheese and goat cheese. Fruit, I used to limit myself to like berries and part of a banana, and now I'm eating the whole banana.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're gonna learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
It's peach season starting right now in Colorado. We have a little area that grows amazing peaches, and it is, like the best, juiciest. You just bite into it, and like it's all over your face. And I used to just like slice it and have a couple bites, and like one peach would last me for days. And now I just gobble down the whole thing.
Oh my God, I just love that so much. I just feel so happy when women find this freedom with food and carbs because, like, food is just the best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do these crazy diets or cut out all these nourishing, delicious foods to get the body you want. Like, you look amazing.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be able to eat.
It is, isn't it? And I've seen
Yeah.
a couple of your comments in the in Slack, and like it seemed like this fat loss phase was pretty easy for you.
It was so easy. I thought, like, I've done fat loss phases before where, I just was like hungry and miserable. And Craig did such an amazing job of like telling me how to add in like salts in the adrenal cocktail. And I was never hungry, like, subtle hunger between meals. But through the fat loss phase, I just felt good the whole time. And just like he said, you're going to hit these numbers and it's going to happen each week. And for the most part, it just fell exactly as Craig told me it would. So that made it really easy.
Yeah, wow. And how many days a week are you training?
I trained four.
Yeah, nice, nice. And what have you found the most challenging part of the program?
I don't know that I would say I find any of it challenging. I feel like there's so much support, and the information that I get is just so straightforward, and just kind of like if you're consistent and you follow through, you're going to see the results. And so I guess I just stuck with it. I did travel, and I think it made me nervous, to not be able to track while I travel, but I went to Mexico and came back and had lost weight while traveling. So, yeah, I
So
don't
good.
really have. Yeah, it's so good.
What have you enjoyed most about the program?
I mean, I love the app. I think I love the strength training portion of the app. I think I thought I was doing progressive overloading, for like a long time. But with the app, maybe I'm a little bit competitive. So I see my numbers and I'm like, I've got to hit those numbers today. Whereas before, I would just say that felt heavy, and I would kind of get stuck at like, this is the weight that I can do for a deadlift, and this is the weight I do for a bench and never push forward. But with the app, and it tells you need to get this much today, and then the next time you show up, you got to get this much more. It, I just love that.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love the training too. It's just so exciting. Even 12 years later, I'm still training and just loving it. A lot of women that I talk to, they're like, "Oh, I just don't have time to do this." What would your advice be?
Find it. I mean, I don't think the workouts take a whole lot of time, especially right now. I'm only doing two sets, and so within 45 minutes I can be in and out. And maybe the first day, the first week of doing a new program, it takes a little bit longer to figure out the routine and the movements that you're going to do. But then once you're in it, the rest of the month, you just kind of just get in there and get it done. So the gym I go to is a CrossFit gym, but I pay to go off hours. And so there's only certain times of the day that I can go. And so I do have to make it a priority to like leave work and get to the gym in order to get my workout in. But if you want the results, I guess you just have to make it happen.
So true. And what about the investment? Do you feel it's been worth the investment?
Absolutely. I mean, just feel confident, feel good in my skin again, and to learn a way of eating that's not restrictive. It's so good. think I would always question, like I wasn't seeing results, right? So I would be like, try this for a little while and it didn't work. And then you try something else for a little while. And just the way that the program is so laid out, I just felt like I could trust it. And just if I stuck with it, I would see the results I wanted. So.
Yeah, I know. I really love app. Obviously, I'm biased, but I think it gives you a really clear roadmap. Like with the tracking in the app, you can clearly see, okay, here's where I am body composition wise, health wise. Here I want to be. Here's all my data, my tracking, my strength numbers. So it's easy to go, okay, well, what's the reason why you're not making progress? It's easily to identify, and then which lever do we need to pull to get there? So it takes all the emotion out of it, and you finally got this clear roadmap, and it does work. It works
Yes.
like clockwork if you can stick to it, obviously,
Exactly.
which I think I'm like you say, you've just got to choose your hard. I'm like, I'd rather put the time into tracking the food and meal planning and prepping, which is not that hard anyway, than spend all
Right.
of this energy going, I hate my body, I'm sick of dieting, I'll cut sugar, I'll cut, you know what I mean? Like it's sort of just a, it's a shift, you know, shifting. But yeah, you've just had incredible results. Do you think you would have got the results you did without the coaching?
No way, I wasn't getting them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And finally, what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining one of our programs?
If you're ready to do the work, you're not going to find a better program. It's so comprehensive, the knowledge that you guys have, the willingness to support and share. There's no hesitation. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your amazing story and transformation. You look incredible. And as always, everyone, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram stories and tag me at KRTTYBLOMFILD. And each month I pick a winner and they get a satchel of Saturated Premium Collagen. And if you've been thinking about looking into our group coaching program or our one-on-one coaching program, I'll pop a link in the show notes. You can book a free roadmap call and we'll take you through the process of how we actually get you the results and your body composition and setting, you know, goals and just take you through it, and have a chat about the program and see whether it's a good fit. So, thanks so much, Emily. I'm excited to. What are you doing now? A building phase? You into build?
I'm working my way out of the fat loss phase, I
Yep.
guess.
Yep.
So, like, increasing
Reverse
my calorie.
dieting. Yeah.
And Craig tells me I have to push it in the gym. So,
Yeah. Always. Whereas, like, push it in the gym, push it in the gym. Awesome. Well, thank you so
yeah.
much and have a great
For having me.
evening, and I'll see
Hey.
everyone again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.